It'd be a good
and
gift
then after you've been married for 30 years and it's just like, would you just get out of my way?
Just leave the room. Just go put oregano on your meatball head and get out of here. Yeah.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary-teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Go.
You're gonna have to tell me what episode.
You don't know. Oh gosh, we're doing so good. Hey everybody, it's Holly and Joni, Designer Cornbread. Welcome to episode 87. Yes,
80s. That's the year I graduated, right there, baby.
1887.
Okay. Now,
anyway,
being ugly. You're being ugly.
I'm sorry. Hey everybody, I hope you are great. We are. Hope our audio is okay. I'm just doing it on my computer rather than my regular mic. So I hope it's not too terribly different because I am in Chattanooga with my daughter in her brand new apartment. And let me tell you what, Joni, I'll have to show you pictures and give you a tour.
Okay.
Well, I told her, I'm like, this is not a normal first apartment. You understand. Like most people don't. We were teasing Thatcher because it was like, they thought all of her closets put together with maybe one bathroom, maybe, are like his whole.
See, Thatcher, that's why you need Tennessee. Get out of New York.
I know, but, you know, it's just a different vibe. It's a different vibe. But anyway, so I'm here. I'm hanging out at Chattanooga Central, and we'll see what we can do. So, yeah, that's what I've been up to, y'all, all week. All weekend, we got up here and down here on Friday and moved her in on Saturday and had good helpers from our friends and Joey, of course, and his roommate and good buddy and two of her roommates. And so it went really smoothly and, you know, but it's a lot of huffing and a puffing. And so I've been to the Aldi today. I've been to the Walmart today. So
hey, Caleb has something he wants you to look for while you're in Chattanooga.
Oh, okay, give it to me. I need an assignment.
Dr. Pepper has come out with a coconut cream, Dr.
What?
Pepper. Coconut cream, Dr. Pepper. And okay. They've just released it like at the beginning of May. So, okay. You know, here
it should be here first.
In small town, yeah.
Okay. Okay, yeah. Coconut cream. Okay, I could get into that.
Coconut cream, Dr. Pepper.
Okay. I will look. I've been, like I said, I'm sure I'll be back to the Walmart or wherever again. So that sounds amazing. I'll do it. Dr. Pepper, not Coca-Cola. Okay. Coconut cream. I got it. That's awesome. Well, what you been doing? What's going on in Savannah, Tennessee?
Savannah, Tennessee. Okay. We are coming down the stretch for school. So okay. We are shutting down. I'm not cooking anymore.
Yeah.
Well, a couple of things, but they're going to cook for me. So we're coming. I mean, we emptied out the pantry today and we scrubbed down the shelves and we scrubbed the floor. And now we're putting it back in the organization that I want. Cause I've always let kids, you go organize it. And then everything's just all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what goes, you know, anyway. Yeah. So that's what we are doing.
Awesome.
But let's see. We've had the Derby.
Listen, you're going to have to update me totally. I didn't see it at all. I'm the biggest loser. We didn't, and we meant to go back and even watch the replay. I hadn't even done that yet. So please report.
So it was so first was clear. It was Mystic Dan, and I actually picked him out. You know, I just did a quick rundown because we talked about last week that I just really have not been in it this year. I don't know. I haven't. It's not been on the forefront of my mind. So anyway, I went and I read, and Mystic Dan was, they were talking about how he does really well, like in the mud.
Oh.
And I thought,
okay.
Was
the course, was it a rainy course or no?
Not really that I could tell. It wasn't just soaked, you know, it wasn't muddy, but we've had a lot of rain. They've had a lot of rain. And I just thought,
if he's a good,
you know,
yep.
That's who I'm going to go with is Mystic Dan.
And he won?
He won. And I was also between, Mystic Dan and, see, I've already lost it. It wasn't Forever Young. It was, I can't remember. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Now, the one who was supposed to, you know, who really was the fastest, and I'm going to tell you, it was a beautiful horse.
Yeah.
And I don't remember his name anymore. Okay.
The favorite, was that the favorite or no?
Do what?
Was that the favorite or?
Not Mystic Dan. He was
no, but
not
the one that was the fastest or whatever you just
yes,
said.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Yeah. 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 But his placement was bad. He got like 17. He was coming out of, you know, 17th gate, and that's hard to compensate. So anyway, but we watched the Derby and, you know, quickest 2 minutes in sports and it was great. And my, you know, my friend Paige always has the Derby party.
You had your big party.
I did.
And I saw a picture of you wearing your big hat, and you just looked cute as can be.
I had my purple hat, and I sent Holly a picture because there was a man there from the Netherlands that he was an exchange student, not when I was in school, but he was with Paige when she graduated.
Oh, okay.
And he was just a little cutie patootie, and I called Mom, and I said, hey, do you remember having, did you ever have an exchange student named Ernst? Uh-huh. And she went, oh, he was my favorite. I loved him. I said, well, I'm sitting here looking at him.
You're kidding. Oh, that's funny. What are the chances?
So, yeah. Yeah. So anyway.
Oh, my goodness.
So that was fun.
That is fun. I was, I saw something that just made me think, you know how you gave him the recipes for the Kentucky Brown sandwich and the dip and all that. And I know you knew, but something came up on Garden and Gun or whatever on Instagram, and it is named that after the Brown Hotel.
Yes.
In Louisville. I know you said there was a hotel, but that's where the name Brown. Always thought it was because, like, it was brown. I could not figure out why it was called a hot brown sandwich. It's named literally after
from the Brown Hotel,
In Louisville. So that filled in all the dots for me.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Sorry. I should have mentioned that.
You really should have.
I thought I did. Maybe I did.
Well, you said it was a special at a hotel there, and I just didn't connect that. Anyway, so there you go. The Brown Hotel, which apparently we're going to need to go stay there sometime, Joni B.
I do need to go stay there.
I mean, you know, I'm sure it's haunted. I'm sure we can stay there. It'll be fine.
Can I go to the M.A. Hadley factory?
Yes, you can. Yeah. I've been to the M.A. Hadley factory, actually. A long time ago. I think it was probably... Oh, no. It was a long time ago. I was thinking it was on the way to camp one year because sometimes we go through Louisville, but... It's not. It was even farther back than that. I believe we had some friends that we went to visit in like Cincinnati, and I think we stopped there. So yeah, M.A. Hadley. Anyway, so yeah, that was the only Derby update I had was the hotel name. So I'm completely out of it. So, but you had a good time at the party.
We did. We had a very good time.
Excellent. Yeah, everyone behaved. Ron behaved.
Everybody behaved.
Okay.
Caleb sat next to a beautiful, I mean, a beautiful girl. And she's from Burnt Church.
Oh. Okay.
And it's Monty's niece. You know, we've talked about Monty. It's Monty's niece. I mean, she's just stunning. Her name is Ella.
Oh, Ella. Hi, Ella. I'm sure she's going to listen to this. All her friends. It's true. Well, you know, besides the travel and the fun here, that the only other updates I have in terms of catching up are the other day. So I was putting some coats. I was hanging some coats of mine in Tim's closet, as you do when you're married and you have two closets. Part of his closet has become mine, just for coats. I have a little section of jackets. Anyway, he don't need it. So I went in there to hang these coats up. And there's this crumpled up, like, smushed paper shopping bag in there. It's kind of open, and there was just some clothes and stuff in there, so I couldn't tell. And I opened it up, and there was my underwear in a crumpled up paper bag in his closet.
Okay.
I didn't know what to think about it. Y'all, I'm not going to lie. I was a little, now I'll tell the total truth too. There was a few of his underwears and there was like maybe a couple of washcloths, but I was like, I don't know what is happening.
What?
So I took that bag out and I just dumped it all in the dirty clothes because I didn't know what. I'm sorry. What
go
would
ahead,
you
go
do?
Ahead.
What would you do if you went in your husband's closet?
Yeah.
Underwear. So I did.
And wash.
So I did. I dumped them right in the dirty clothes. Uh-huh. I'm like, nope. I don't know if these are clean. Uh-huh. I don't know what's going on here. So I know that was kind of a surprise. So I went and asked him. I came out of the room with the empty bag then to just throw away. Uh-huh. And I said, honey, what? I said, I just went in there and I found my underwear in this bag. What were you up to with that? And he said, oh, no. He said, it's nothing bad. He said, it's because Hudson. He said,
he was
Hudson
missing
all,
you all those trips to Kansas City.
I didn't know what was happening. I'm like, why do they need to be in a shopping bag with handles?
Uh-huh. Okay.
But he said, well, Hudson has all the laundry baskets up in his room, which I'm no doubt is true. Because, of course, they get up there and then never... the more to be seen. So he said, there was no laundry basket. So I just put, when he took it out of the clean, you know, he just shoved it in this bag. Then I'm like, well, then why didn't you put them away? Like they're just in a bag crumpled at the bottom of your closet. He's like, I didn't have time. I'm like, okay. Well, anyway, so that was, I was relieved, but I was a little.
I am so making fun of Tim. Concerned. I cannot wait to see him.
I was concerned because I couldn't figure it out. I'm like, now, why would this be? Why would this be? I don't know. So that's Tim's story number one. Tim's story number two.
I'm afraid. If that was number one, I'm afraid of number two.
No, this is a good, this is a positive kind of. Okay. So, I mean, it's a little gross, but not too gross. So don't, anyway, in the past few months,
pretty sure if we survive that story, we can survive this one.
You guys, I'm so sorry. This is such high quality content. You guys, this is real life. This is what happens. Again, 30 years of marriage. Sometimes you find your underwear in a bag in the closet.
It's anyway,
so he has been growing on his forehead, this little growth, right? On his forehead. Yeah. Not like a cancer, you know, nothing bad like that. But it really was quite kind of quickly, and he has some skin tags on his skin, but this looked a little different. And it was kind of really growing. And at first, he's like, "Oh, is it bad?" I'm like, "No, it's not too bad." Anyway, as things do, it kind of was really sticking out. I'm like, "Babe, you gotta." I'm like, "Okay, it's time, you know, to go get that taken care of." So I said, "Well, first thing, what we're gonna do, which I have done before, but on Hudson, but is you take some oregano oil, okay, the essential oil, pure oregano. Now." That is a hot oil, meaning like it'll burn, like, you know, it'll burn on your skin. So like most people, when they use it, like if you're, you know, you've got to really dilute it and all this, but I said, you take a little of that oregano oil, you put it on a Q-tip and just dot it on that, which it turned out to be a wart. And the reason I know, obviously, that's what it looked like kind of, but you know, and like you dot that on that a couple times a day, don't get it on the rest of your skin. It'll just burn. And I tell you what, within 2 days, it was scabbing. It was like drying up. And then within day four, that thing fell off and is gone.
Awesome.
And he's like, so he's been telling, what'd you say?
Oregano oil.
Yeah. Okay. It's because, and here's the science behind it, of course, is because oregano oil is highly antiviral. Now, you're not really allowed to say that if you're, okay, maybe, who knows, Falcon. But I'm not a doctor, I'm not whatever, it can't be labeled, but you know, it has antiviral properties.
Okay.
And warts are viruses. They're caused by a virus. So he dabbed that thing on there and I'm telling you, it's gone. So of course, he's telling all the kids, your mom did her witchy potions on me. She did her witchy stuff. And I was like, you know what? Honestly,
witchy woman.
She's a witch. That's back in the day. Like, my kids are like, Mom, back in the day, you would have been, you know, they would have come for you. They would they would have been throwing you in the water.
You would have been in the Salem witch trial.
She's a witch. She's a witch. She's
no, but you know what? Here's the deal. But God gave us all these herbs. That's and right. I mean, that was before you had, you know, Pfizer. You had, right. You know, God made.
Well, and that's things. The thing. I said, and that's so many true. How many women were accused of being witches because they knew how to use plants? Or like, I, you know, this is the tea, the peppermint tea that when your tummy hurts. Mm-hmm. And this is that because, you know, again, as you said, God has given us these plants and things that have all these medicinal properties. It's what a lot of the synthetic things are based on and the formulas. Right.
Yep.
And, but you know, if you knew that stuff, it was like, you were very shifty.
Yep.
So, but the side note of that was that he just smelled like a giant meatball. He just smelled like a giant meatball for days. Our bedroom smelled like, so we started calling it the giant meatball.
The meatball. That's hilarious.
He's a giant meatball.
So, and a backstory, we used to call Tim Meathead when he was little.
We didn't know him when he was little.
So now.
When he was 20.
When he was young. Yeah. Meathead.
Yeah. So he was the giant meatball because our whole bedroom, the bathroom, it smelled like oregano, which isn't a bad, but it's just like Italian.
It's
like,
an Italian. Yeah.
Somebody's cooking sauce, but it was our bedroom. So that's, you know, that's about all I've been up to. Is potions and finding my underwear around. So that's good.
Well, I have some questions for you.
Oh, okay.
So our mutual friend, Michelle Pasburg, posted on her Facebook page a, you know, who can really cook kind of thing. And there are these questions, you know, it asks you questions and you're supposed to, you get a point for whatever that you've done.
Okay.
And so for me, I'm reading these, and when I see things like this, it hits me that, you know, the majority of people just, they don't know how to cook. You know, I mean,
I guess that's probably true.
And especially the younger generation, they don't know how to cook. So I'm going to ask you these questions.
Okay, I'll be honest, I promise.
Okay, and I kept asking Ron, and he was like, yes, yes, yeah. And I said, Ron. Yeah.
What?
When have you ever
met?
This is
not
when have you eaten your wife's homemade. This is have you ever made? Okay. And I said, when have you ever made homemade soup? And he went,
Oh,
I think I cut a carrot for you. Okay. You cut a carrot. That is okay.
No.
Okay.
No. Okay.
Number one, have you ever made biscuits from scratch?
Yes.
Have you fried fresh okra or squash?
Squash, I have. Not okra. I have done squash.
Oh, you've never done okra. We're going to.
I've not done okra.
Okay.
No.
We're going to do that while you're here so you can answer yes.
Oh, I'm so excited. Okay.
Made homemade soup.
Of course. Yes.
Have you ever fried chicken?
No.
We're going to fry chicken.
I have
and
not.
Okra. Yeah.
Yep.
Now let's talk about fried chicken for a minute.
Yes.
You need to soak your fried chicken. Get your chicken pieces.
Okay.
Soak them in buttermilk. A very long delight. I mean, you can even do it overnight. Mm-hmm. And then you need a brown paper bag.
You do need, I know you need a brown paper bag.
And you put in your flour and salt and pepper and whatever seasonings you want to put in there.
Shake it.
It's Wednesday.
It's Wednesday.
And then you need a cast iron skillet and some Crisco. You fry her up.
Okay.
Now, we're not...
I do want to do that. I'm just always like, I'm sort of scared of a lot of oil, like cooking with a ton of deep frying stuff always scares me.
Yeah.
Especially I have a gas stove and I just always think I'm going to catch my
just
whole
Just get
house
you a big old but, Dutch oven, cast iron Dutch oven.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right. I've not done that.
All right. Have you made spaghetti sauce from scratch?
Yes.
Have you made homemade rolls?
Yes, it's been a long time, but yes.
Have you made homemade cinnamon rolls?
No.
Okay. Have you baked a cake from scratch?
Yes.
You made icing from scratch?
Yes.
Have you cooked a pot roast with all the veggies?
Yes.
Have you made chili? Go what?
I love pot roast.
I do too. Have you made chili from scratch?
Every year.
Have you made a meatloaf?
Yes.
Potato salad?
Yes.
Mac and cheese from scratch?
Yes.
Have you made a Jell-O salad?
Yes.
Have you made a chicken pot pie?
Yes.
Fudge? Homemade fudge.
I want to say I have, like, again, a long time ago, like for Christmas for the kids. I may have done that once, but I think I've done that once, but I'm not positive.
Well, now this one I know you've done because I've forced you to do it.
Oh.
Made cookies from scratch.
I make cookies from scratch. What is wrong with you?
Have you cooked
them all the time from scratch?
You cooked a pot of dried beans.
Yes, of course.
Cooked a pot of greens.
No. Like real greens, like greens. Like not, yeah. No, I've done spinach hot and cooked it, but I've not done greens. Yeah.
Made cornbread from scratch.
Oh, yeah, girl.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, girl.
You made pie dough from scratch.
Yes.
Cooked a whole turkey.
Yes.
Snapped green beans and cooked them.
Yes, my whole growing up.
No, snapping those beans.
Again, we didn't have... They weren't pre-snapped. Yeah. They weren't cut. They weren't... You got the greens even from the grocery. That's, you know... Yeah.
Made mashed potatoes from scratch.
Yes, yes.
Cooked a meal for 30-plus people.
By myself, no.
Every week.
Oh, my gosh.
Made homemade dumplings.
No. That is something...
Really? Okay. No,
that is something I would like to do. I have not done that.
Okay. It's easy.
I bet it is. I just...
It's a biscuit dough. You make your biscuit dough up and you roll it out, then take a pizza cutter and, you know, cut them.
Yeah, I've never done that, but I would like to do that.
Okay. Made pancakes from scratch.
Yes.
Roasted vegetables in the oven instead of boiling them.
All the time. That's how I cook them all the time.
Me too. Made homemade peach pies.
I haven't made peach. I've made homemade apple. Does that kind of count?
From scratch? It'll kind of count.
Okay. I mean, it's the same thing.
You ready for this one? Here's your favorite. Yep. Made banana pudding from scratch. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's your favorite.
I know, but not from scratch. Like,
okay.
And no, not very often ever. And if I have, I've used a pudding
mix.
No.
You don't do,
I
you
want
don't do your custard?
Birthday. I want that for my birthday.
Okay.
I'm being very demanding, you all. I'm so sorry. I'm coming.
So Holly's going to be at my house on her birthday.
I think. We're thinking. Tim's like, stay. I'm like, I'm feeling unloved now. Okay. He's going to snatch my panties again and put them in a bag.
Oh, my gosh. Ew. All right. And leading to the next question, you made tuna or chicken salad?
Of course. Stop. Oh, my God.
Fried fish.
I'm so sorry. Wait, I need a minute. I have to take a sip of water out of my... Carry on. What is the next one?
Fried fish.
No, not fried. Mm-mm. Stop.
Okay. Have you made baked beans?
Yes.
Have you made ice cream from scratch?
Yes. Many times.
Made jam or jelly?
Yeah, once, long time ago. My mom had a really good recipe, and actually I need to find it because I don't think I have it. I think it's still at Dad's. There was a couple. There was two. She didn't make a lot of jellies and things, but there was one that was a hot pepper jelly that was so good. And then there was another one called sandalwood jelly. I don't know what made it sandalwoody because I don't think you can eat, but it was very spice and really, really delicious. So I need to find those. Anyway.
You do need to find those.
Yeah.
Because your mom is not just going to have a regular blackberry jelly.
No, honey. No. No.
Okay.
That's right.
Zested an orange or a lemon?
All the time. Yes, ma'am.
Made grits from scratch?
Yeah, I have. They weren't great, but yeah.
Okay. Made an omelet?
Of course. In fact, little Holly trivia. That's one of the first things that I learned to cook that kind of I would consider, I don't know, like
good.
Just like a good, you know, like kind of a fancy. Mm-hmm. And my friend Barbara Kleeman taught me, who lived down the street. She taught me, we were pretty young when we were at elementary school. And she taught me how to make an omelet. And I remember coming home, I guess I was spending the night or who knows what, you know, and I remember coming home and then I was like, be a Saturday morning. Or so, and I think I made omelets for my family and they were like, why'd you learn to do that? And I'm like, mm-hmm. you know, so I felt pretty proud of myself because I was making omelets in elementary school. So there you go. Carry on. What else?
Have you ever made a homemade pizza?
Yes. Yep. I used to do those quite often.
I did when the kids
I got
were
in
home.
Like a kick yeah. of doing those. I mean, the homemade dough, everything.
Do you remember when you were little, the Chef Boyardee, like pizzas?
I only had them at friends. We never got them, but some friends would get them. Yeah. Yeah.
They were terrible.
It's like pizza rolls. I can't stand pizza rolls. And as a kid, I thought they were so amazing and they're so gross. Anyway. Period. Okay. Yeah. Pizza. And it's really not hard either.
No, it's not.
It takes some, I mean, just a little bit of thought, but it's pretty fast. And I mean, of course you can do the pre-made dough to make it even easier or those flatbreads now that are like,
right. Yeah.
You know, but anyway. Okay. That sounds really good.
Okay. And have you ever lived in a house without a dishwasher?
Well, okay, technically it had one, but it didn't work for years. Yeah. Like growing up little at Westmoreland, mm-hmm. we had the dishwasher. And in fact, we'd put the dishes in there to like dry. Yeah. We'd just kind of use it as a dryer.
That's the only thing my grandmother ever used her dishwasher for.
It didn't work, or I assumed it didn't work. And then we finally got it replaced at some point. But for my whole, like, a lot of years as a kid, you'd have to do the dishes. And it was, like, the most traumatic thing you'd ever have to do. Wow. First world problems. So there we go. Yeah. Well, we did okay. Yeah.
It was a pretty fun little deal.
I'm surprised they didn't have, gravy on there. Because that's kind of one that's, it's a little more challenging, but kind of a basic thing that people used to know how to make. But that was good. I enjoyed that.
Did I send you the meme or did you send me? One of us sent the other.
And I was going to send it to you, but yeah.
It was just a little sign that says, I can't put on lashes, but I can make gravy.
I can make gravy from scratch. That's exactly right. Yep. That's right. I'm still working on the lashes. So, well, that was a good little quiz. Yeah. You know, it's really fun because my kids like to, Thatcher and Avery both really like to cook.
Yeah.
And they're learning, and especially, you know, Avery now, she's lived in the house with the girls and now she's moved into her own. But she's got her little recipe book and she looks stuff up and she likes to try things and she actually meal plans really well, which is just a nice. So, you know, it is them learning to do it and kind of being interested in it. But you do have to sort of show them, you know, the basics at home. And I'll be honest, we've talked about this before. This is kind of off, but it's been quite a while before I was doing the Factor pre-made meals or like cooked and made, we were doing, we did like Home Chef. And what was the other one? It was
HelloFresh.
And HelloFresh was the most, that like you had to do a lot of work.
Yeah.
Like you are cooking the food. They send you the ingredients proportion, but like they send you a little root of ginger and you got to peel it and cut it up and do all that, which that's a real pain. I got over that real quickly, but it was so, so good. But you're doing a lot of the work and you're making, rudimentary kind of sauces and things like that with their ingredients. And I've said before, we had our kids do one a week. They would, you know, together, we're like, you guys are responsible for cooking this up. They're reading the directions. They're learning, you know, they had a zest about every,
yeah.
I think Hudson zested his finger into several recipes, but we're not going to discuss that. but you know, so they it really did kind of teach you some basics of cooking and the temperature and the chickens and all the different things. So even something like that, you know, one meal a week or couple is, and then, supplemented with other stuff were kind of a helpful little thing. So,
well, that's good. So yeah, if you don't know how to cook or you want to know more. So HelloFresh I've never used HelloFresh. My problem when I started getting Factor is I would cook and clean all day at school and I didn't want to do it when I got home again.
I got tired of it too. I got tired of too much prepping for what I just what I wanted to do. It's not a ton, but for what you're paying, still, you're still having to do a lot of chopping and all that. But you know, that's okay. It was fun. Or if you're a young couple, and you're trying to learn and do things, and you want to, you know, cook it together,
that's something you can do together. That's a good.
It'd be a good.
And then after you've been married for 30 years, and it's just like, would you just get out of my way?
Just leave the room. Just go put oregano on your meatball head and get out of here. Yeah. Okay. Listen, this was something that happened. This is big city update. I don't really know why. And I don't know if you saw I think I posted it just on my regular. Why is my husband calling me? He knows I'm in here talking. He's literally calling me.
Get out of the room. Tim, get out of the room.
What does he think I'm going to answer this right now?
Maybe something's happened.
He's laughing now. Can't even. Anyway, so when I was driving to do some errands the other day, and there's a big cemetery right near our house and just whatever. And when I was getting ready, I pass it all the time. And as I was getting ready to pass it, the traffic all like got really backed up, and like one of the lanes was blocked or something. So everyone was getting over. So we were all sitting there, and I'm kind of stopped, and it's very unusual right here. And lo and behold, there was a police truck across the street. There was another police car down, like there's all these flashing police lights. And I'm like, what is going on? And then I saw a big crowd of people at the cemetery tent, you know, in the cemetery waiting for the burial or whatever. Big group of people. And lo and behold, down the turn lane, down the middle of the road, coming with a police escort in front of it, is a horse-drawn hearse. You know, the old-time hearse drawn by a horse, coming down the middle of the thing, and he turns right behind me. Like, I got up to, you know, past the entrance of the cemetery. And so he's heading into there with the escort or whatever. And I'm like, oh my goodness. But I look in at Joni, and there's no body. There's no casket in there. So I can't figure out. He was heading to the cemetery, because I thought, oh, he's bringing the body. So
could they have cremated the person, but still wanted the horse drawn?
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
No, the whole thing, it's clear. It's what a beautiful, if they, the idea is to have the casket in there, and it's clear, and it's, and you see it. And
what if he forgot the body?
I was just concerned, you guys. I'm like, what is going on? The only thing that I can figure is that they maybe had the service at, there is a building on site. It's a big mausoleum. It's like a chapel in there. And maybe they had the ceremony, the funeral there, and then they were just going to carriage the body from there to the burial, which wasn't very far. It's just like right there. But maybe they wanted to do that, and the pallbearers would bring it out. You know, maybe they were going to kind of do it all in there. But there was nothing in it.
It was strange. Empty. Yeah, you sent the picture, and I was like, okay, yeah, that's a little weird.
I was like, what is going on? So that was freaky. I didn't enjoy that. Yeah. Other than that, the only other thing I have for today that I needed to communicate was that I have another plank for my platform, my presidential platform.
Okay.
Plank number 5. I think we're on number 5 now. What is this hair doing? Okay. Plank number 5 on the Holly presidential platform is, when I'm president, we're not going to have those robot inventory machines at the grocery store that roam around on their own. Do y'all have those?
No.
Listen.
No.
My grocery store has them. A few of them have them. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, you'll be in the store shopping, and all of a sudden, up behind you comes this tall, just like a column, just like a, you know, robot pole thing. And he moves around kind of like he's on a Roomba kind of thing. Yeah. So he can just move around.
No, I don't like that.
Listen, he comes up and he does this little noise, this little kind of little whistle to like, let you know, like, and so you hear this whistle coming, or I've had times where I've turned around and it's just there, and it's moving on its own. It freaks me out. It's in the way. You've got your cart and it's trying to move. The other day, Joni, I had a standoff with one and I was like, I'm not moving. So I looked at it and it looked at me and I just had a standoff because it was blocked. I was blocked in and it was coming toward, and normally they move. Like it's like a Roomba where they change direct, you know, they can move. And so I stood there and it just kept going. And I'm like, just staring at it. So I had a whole interaction standoff with the inventory counting robot.
No, I don't like that.
No.
No.
And so it's all over the
Green
store.
Green Acres is the place for me.
You guys. And it's just in the way. You already have people in the way. Yeah. You're already trying to do all this. And now you got this robot. I'm like, you better get out. I'm a paying customer. I need you to get out of my way, which I understand, you guys. This is just, Holly doesn't like to grocery shop, really. So this is already a time when I'm not at my best.
I'm out.
So the robots that come, I'm like, back at you. Move it. Anyway, so we'll get rid of those. But I'm sure that'll...
That's horrific to me. I can't tell you. That is horrific to me.
I mean, I get it. I get it. But I'm just like... I get it.
Go hire somebody and be done with it. Okay.
Nope.
So, no, it makes me mad when the Walmart people who are getting this stuff to take out to their cars, or if they are stocking stuff, you don't walk in front of the customer. Don't do that.
That time is gone, Joni. It is not what it once was. Yeah, and then, and I'm not to get into
Walmart the Walmart needs to hire me to come do customer service.
Well,
because we're going to go back and do some real customer service.
Well, anyway, that day is gone. Unfortunately,
I'm going to bring it back.
I hope you do. I'll come shop at your Walmart.
Okay,
that'll be great. So,
that's all I got. Something that I do want to talk about.
Okay, what?
And I got real ugly. Oh, my ugly side came out.
Oh no, Joni.
And
did something wrong.
Somebody did something very, very wrong.
Okay.
Tracy, you may want to cover, you know, a little serious ears.
This whole episode is not we discussed.
This is not child appropriate.
Sorry.
No. And I will not. I'm not as mad now. But, okay, so at the Mississippi State baseball games, and if you have watched a Mississippi State baseball game, I am pretty sure you're going to know what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Behind home plate is a little man who has sat in the same seat for years. I don't know what his name is, but he wears a cowboy hat.
Aww.
And he's been in that front row seat for as long as I can remember. And I don't know what his name is, but I call him Cowboy.
Okay.
And Cowboy is my friend.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But he doesn't know it.
He doesn't know it yet, but okay.
He doesn't know it, but he is my friend.
Okay.
And I've been very concerned about Cowboy. And I actually sent, you know, we've got a friend whose husband works for ESPN, and I sent her a text and I said, okay, Dave needs to find out the situation on this for me.
Okay.
Because he's right there. I mean, it's front and center. It's right on TV. You can see him.
Okay.
So he has not been there very much this year.
Oh.
And every once in a while, and I get very concerned, like, oh, he's got some health problems, or
right.
You know, what if he died, or what if, you know. I've been very, very concerned about Cowboy. But then he'll show up. But that's his seat, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Friday night, I am watching the Mississippi State ball game. And there is a couple sitting on the second row. Well, they were sitting in somebody's seats. Now, these are some high-dollar seats, too.
Yes.
This is not general seating.
Right. These are seats that people hang on to for a long
time. This gets passed down from generation to generation, you know, so... there's this couple, they're sitting in these seats on the second row, and they weren't their seats, because whoever owned those seats showed up and, you know, they had to move.
Mm.
So do you know what that heifer did?
No, she did not.
She did.
She went and sat in Cowboy's seat. Just went from being in the wrong place one to being in the wrong place again.
Yes, she took, but this was Cowboy's seat. My boys don't understand why I was so upset. And I'm like, she needs to get her dirty hoo-hoo up out of that seat.
Oh, my word, you guys.
so gay.
That is cowboy seat.
Oh my
goodness. Get up out of the seat. I was so mad.
Oh.
And I know.
Why didn't an usher go down and be like, hey,
I don't know. Somebody should have said, this is cowboy seat. This is not. I mean, when he does die, my opinion is that they need to like put a permanent like golden cowboy hat or something on that seat.
On the back of the seat or something.
And nobody sits in it.
Well, that's not going to happen. Someone go sit in it. They're going to sell that.
Somebody.
I think they should make you, whoever buys it, the stipulation is you have to wear a cowboy hat.
I don't care. Listen, she was flipping that hair and she was on her phone. I'm like, you can't see. You're not even watching the ball game.
Oh my
God. Get off your dang phone and watch the ball game and get up out of that seat.
That's right.
And oh man, right. I was mad. I was really, really, for whatever reason, it triggered me bad. But you know, the Bible talks about it.
What the Bible does?
Yes,
what's
it does.
What's it say about that?
When he, Jesus, noticed how many guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honor. Or a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, give this person your seat. And then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place.
Mm-hmm.
When you are invited, take the lowest place so that when your host comes, he will say to you, friend, move up to a better place. And then you will be honored in the presence of all the other guests. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
Mm.
Well, sweetheart, you are about to be humbled. Get up out of cowboy seat.
Well, we just know that it'll happen in some way, so we don't have to worry about it, because the Lord's
I'm about to go flick that hair for her.
Oh, okay. I'm good. Thank goodness you weren't actually at that game.
I would have lost my mind.
You would have like spilled a big Slurpee or something. There's no telling what might have happened. So
it would have been more than a cowbell in the ear.
My goodness. Well, let's hope that we see Cowboy again. I mean, hopefully.
He was there on Saturday, and I hope he sanitized his seat.
Okay. Oh, my word. Okay.
He was there Saturday, and he was there Sunday, but he left Sunday, like, somewhere during the middle of the game.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what happened?
What?
Heifer came down there and got in that seat again.
The same person. So she's
same there. Person.
Oh, no.
That is not going to be her seat. She can't have that seat. She needs to get on with herself and move on down the road. Okay.
Well, I don't know what we can do about that, because I guess they just let anybody. Maybe she just has it in that section. Like, you can get in, and then you know how people do move around once it's a certain inning. But
she ought to know if she's been there any time that is cowboy seat.
Okay.
And somebody needs to go tell her.
All right. We all need to be praying about this. We all need to pray that Joni doesn't get arrested at a game. We just need to, you know, that we can just work this out. I can see where that would be upsetting. And I'm sorry that that trauma happened within your sight.
It did. It was very traumatic, and I'm not over it.
Well, on that note, do you have a recipe for us this week, ma'am?
I do.
What you got?
Italian pinwheels.
Oh, yum.
They are so good. Okay. You know, basic pinwheel, you're going to get your tortillas. Now, get your good quality salami and pepperoni.
Oh, yeah.
And if you want to put some ham in there, you can put ham in there. The recipe doesn't call for it, but go for it.
Okay.
And you're going to get some provolone cheese and some of the pretty green leaf lettuce, not the iceberg. You need pretty green leaf lettuce.
Okay.
All right. And then your spread is going to be cream cheese, Italian breadcrumbs, Parmesan cheese. And you can either use fresh or jarred. It calls for jarred of the sweet red peppers.
Oh, that sounds really good.
And chop those up, and then chop up some banana peppers.
Okay.
And that's your spread. And then you are going to, you know, spread it on your tortilla, and then put it all together.
Lay your meat down on it. Mm-hmm. Do your spread, and then you lay your layers of meat, and then you roll
and your cheese, and then your lettuce on top.
Right.
Okay. And then you
roll it up.
Yep. And then layer it again with at least some meat. And then you're going to roll it up and refrigerate it for at least an hour, and then slice them into the thick pinwheels.
That does sound really good.
They are so good.
That sounds really,
and it's just summer, light, you know? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
With the summer stuff, it's like a meat and it's pretty hearty because it's got meat and cheese, a really good flavor, but it's cold. You know what I mean? So a lot of cold stuff isn't really very, sometimes it lacks a little bit of a heft. So that'll be really nice. Yeah. Ooh, yum.
Yeah. It's just one of those nice light. I don't like anything heavy when it's hot, you know, especially. So anyway, there you go. That's summertime's perfect. A coming.
Italian pinwheels. That sounds amazing. I love it. You know, you could also put in there those pepper. I love those sweet, those red peppers. It made me think of like, if you didn't have that, or if you needed something else, like the sun-dried tomatoes, like you could kind of cut that out.
I
like,
love sun-dried tomatoes. That. Yes.
When that, I wonder if you could do like a pesto version with sun-dried tomatoes, pesto, kind of like you can tweak it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, absolutely. Well, go for it.
This is sounding amazing. All right.
Maybe we'll make those when you're here.
Oh, yeah. Don't make me fried chicken. That's too hard.
We want fried chicken. I'm not into all that.
I was going to say, it's going to be Mother's Day too. So like you need to, you know, we don't need to be, we're just going to chill. We're going to chill. So that is awesome. Okay. It's time for my top three.
Top three.
I was not super prepared. I'm not gonna lie. My brain has been going a million directions, but so I was just trying to think of the three things that really are right now. None of these need links to get. These are things you can just get in your life as you can. Number one is moving your kids into new places. It's very fun. It's very fun. It's just exciting to see your kids setting up house and moving on to new things. So I it's just very, very fun. Number two along those lines is just the flexibility to be spontaneous. And like I was saying to Joni before we started, I don't know, I was going to go home in between this weekend. I was supposed to be on the road today, actually. And then turn around and come back to her place in a couple of days. So anyway, we got to talking with Avery and she, you know, she's like, you could stay, you know. And anyway, Tim being great, Tim helps me be flexible because I'm not always, just because I have a lot of things. There's a lot of balls in the air again. So, but he's like, I can just fly home and you can stay. And then you can just drive straight to Savannah and do into anyway. So it is a real blessing. And in my top three, to be able to have extra time with Avery and Joey and to help her, you know, sink in a little bit and to have this time. Because you know what? You don't get this time again.
You don't get it. Yeah.
Other things that I got going on at home, while they're important, they're not, none of them were make it or break. Again, we talked about glass balls and rubber balls, and not that being here is a glass ball, but it's more important.
Right.
It's more important than checking on the booth, vintage booth. It's more important than a random dentist appointment that can be changed, you know? Yeah. So I'm learning to be flexible. And then the last thing is celebrating big things with friends.
Yeah.
celebrating graduations of, I was going to say kids. I mean, he is a kid, but you know. Grown kids. Yeah,
so maybe I should give that update. Should I give that update?
Caleb, whatever you want to do.
So the last week we talked about Caleb will graduate Friday from Mississippi State. And he did have interviews on Monday. And by Tuesday, they were sending him the paperwork to sign.
Yep.
And so this is with a engineering firm in Chattanooga.
Woo-hoo.
And I mean, outstanding benefits, a great starting wage. And I mean, he's so excited with
he's got to be flying high. Yeah. There's nothing better
than
getting that job offer locked in.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you graduate.
You graduate.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, he's got, but it's, he was, the first feeling I think was relief. You know, yeah, he's got a job, it's done.
For sure.
And, but then he's getting really excited for all the things that he'll be able to do, you know, that they've told him he loves to do CAD. And, you know, and so a matter of fact, I'll brag on him a little bit. He had to do this drawing in one of his class, and in one of his classes, and the professor came up and, you know, flashed it up on the screen and said, "Who did this drawing?" And Caleb went, "Oh crap!"
Yeah. Oh no.
You know. And he raised his hand and he said, "Your group is getting extra points." And Caleb went, "Well, all right, good." Okay. And he said, "Because your drawing is better than mine."
Oh.
Yeah. That's
a big,
but he's good at it. You know, I mean, that's his talent. That's his gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's the big, that's celebration number one is he's graduating. We're going to get to be there. I'm super excited. You know, I don't know if we need to make big Caleb heads. I don't know what needs to happen, but I will tell you.
As soon as he graduates, we can walk out. They encourage you just to walk out.
Okay. Cause right. I know it's going to be a whole long, and that's the other thing in the midst of this, just stay through the week. I'm like, I really tried hard this time to pack light for this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm like, anyway, like, I don't know what to wear
to go shopping.
I ran to the, I'll be honest. I made a little Walmart run and I think I have a little, cause I didn't have I didn't have any shoe. Like I literally have plastic Birks and flip flops and a pair.
I don't know that they really care.
I know. And it's not that, again, I'm giving myself a pat on the back for being like, who cares? Ain't nobody going to look at me anyway. So I did, I picked up a couple quick things at the Walmart, but I'm picking up a couple little, extra toiletry, you know, just cause I was like, I wasn't really, but it's fine. But anyway, so that is celebrating, with friends, graduation and his job, and then Mother's Day, and we just get to hang out, which that's just a blessing. So those are my top three. That's all I got. That's it.
That's all I've got. I've expended my energy now. So
yeah, you need to go lay down. We're going to go catch some dinner, and then we're going to get Tim to the airport and get him out of here. And then I'm at Avery's. I get to stay here in the little guest room with him, and we get to party.
Okay.
By party, we mean organize the pantry. So anyway, thank you everybody for listening. We're so glad you're here. We're so glad that you just, you know, we feel like we're a part of each other's lives a little bit. And hopefully that this makes you laugh and feel better about yourself because you didn't find your underwear in a paper shopping bag in the bottom of your husband's closet. So, you know, you've got that going for you.
You know, my sister-in-law told me to say a phrase on this show and now I don't remember it, but the underwear, I feel like that would be the appropriate place to
say
that phrase. And I don't remember it.
I'm glad you
said who'd have thought. Was it a who'd have thought or something? I told her it was the Northern version of bless your heart.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah,
I don't remember what it was.
That's pretty much how I felt. So anyway, hope everyone has a great week. We'll be back next week. We'll be recording from the great catfish capital of the world, Savannah, Tennessee. And until then, goodbye, cornbread.
See you, corn dip.
I would like some corn dip.
Oh, corn dip. You want me to make? I can make corn dip for the party. We'll make corn dip.
Yeah. What do we need to? What? I'm just going to do whatever you tell me to do. So obviously,
We're just going to have to. I just don't have. Yeah. So Wes is going to smoke the ribs for me, and I'm just going to get barbecue from Poppy's. And
perfect.
And I mean, and I'll just get chips and maybe some slaw. And I'm going to have my students are going to make cupcakes.
Oh.
And I just got little Mississippi State. You know, picks
to
stick in them.
That's going to be cute.
And Paige is going to give me your slushy machine.
Oh, fun.
And
that's awesome.
We'll see what we're going to put in that.
Okay.
And
Paige usually has a good recipe.
So, probably get from her. Yeah.